Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. Have a great segment that's coming up for you guys with two amazing women. I want to kick things off by speaking to recording artist and actress Antoinique Smith. Many of you have gotten to know her for her hit song, Hold Up, Wait a Minute, that's nominated for a Grammy this year. We're going to talk to her not only about her journey, of course, being an actress. You've gotten to know her, of course, playing Faith Evans in the movie Notorious, but also what it's like for her to share her music with the world as well. After that conversation, I'll be speaking to singer-songwriter Andromeda Teray. We'll talk to her not only about her love of music, but also she has a lot going on next week. She has a new single that's coming out, All or Nothing, as well as she's part of a documentary for the Oprah Winfrey Network called Light Girls that's premiering on January the 19th. We'll tell you more information about that later. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Make sure you guys stay with us.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us either for our radio audience joining us at WYAD 94.1 FM or those joining us online. We're glad you guys could be here as well. Antoinique Smith is someone that you may know for many reasons. She's not only a star on Broadway, but many of you, guys, of course, got to know her playing Faith Evans in the hit movie Notorious. But more recently, though, people are buzzing about Antoinique because of her single, Hold Up, Wait a Minute. It is a brand new single that's getting a lot of buzz, including a Grammy nomination. Antoinique is here to talk to us not only about the success of the single, but also about her upcoming appearance in Jackson, Mississippi this weekend for our local listeners. Antoinique, hello to you, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I was really excited to be able to speak with you. This song, I mean, really is just everywhere, first of all. Let's just talk about Hold Up, Wait a Minute, and congratulations
Hold
to you.
Up,
I know,
wait a
you know,
minute.
Yeah, even on some of the other stations that I may not be on, when I'm in my car, you know, or riding with someone, I'll hear it on some of the other stations as well. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to this single?
You know what? It's overwhelming. I'm so grateful. Like, I've been dreaming about this moment since I was a little girl, and I'm just so grateful that everybody is loving the song and supporting and just embracing it. Like, just amazing. I don't even know what to say, really. It's incredible.
It is incredible. And the great thing about you and Antoinique, I think, that other people can emulate is that you are very passionate about what you do. As I mentioned, you know, people know you, of course, from Broadway. But then, of course, mm-hmm. some know you as acting, you know, like the movie Notorious and other projects.
Mm-hmm.
But this single, I think, and you said something actually in an interview with Page 31 TV that really struck me. You talked about people's belief in you. When did you first start believing in yourself and the gift that you had?
That's funny. I think I started believing in myself before I actually had the gift. I heard Whitney Houston's voice as a little girl, and I was like, oh, I want to sound like her. And I had convinced myself that I sounded a lot better than I actually sounded when I was a kid, because I would be going around singing for people, and I would be, like, at school, like, doing, or in the park in the summer, like, competing with girls. Like, you sing the national anthem, and then I'll sing the national anthem. We see who sings it better. And so, maybe that was just my little Leo spirit. I'm a Leo, so, you know, a little competitive. But I believed in myself long before I could actually really sing, because my voice didn't start to develop until I was a teenager, but I was singing in front of people long before that.
Yeah.
So I think I believed in myself before other people did. And then it's funny because through the years and just how difficult the industry is, I lost some of that belief just from the, you know, the rejection, the no's, because this industry, I mean, that's really what it is. It's
right.
The majority of what you get is no's.
Right.
The stuff that people see are the tiny amount of yeses that you've gotten out of all the no's that nobody really knows about. And so I think that's where I lost a little of the belief, and it was the people in my family and my friends and the supporters that helped reignite that belief in myself. It was them kind of pulling me along and pushing me along the journey when I wasn't believing in myself as much anymore. That is how I still ended up getting to where we are now. Still at the beginning, though. I feel like I'm still just getting started, but it's been a long road.
Yeah.
It's been a long road, but it's a blessing.
Exactly, Anthony. And, you know, I'm glad that you said that, because I think the thing that a lot of us don't appreciate, because we're not living it, is that for us it seems like, wow, she just came out of nowhere and, you know,
right.
And she's still grabbing, you know, nominated for a Grammy. But as you said, it's been a journey. But, you know, we wouldn't be here, though, if it wasn't for the tenacity. I mean, because
yeah.
You know, it's one thing for you to even have a gift. There's a lot of people that have gifts, but they don't, you know, they don't unfortunately get places with it. You know, where do you think that tenacity comes from that says, you know what, I'm not going to let this defeat me. I'm going to give my best each and every day, no matter what.
I think it's a few things. I believe that my gifts were an answer to a prayers of little 7-year-old Antonique. Like, I really wanted to have these gifts. And, you know, a lot of people want to be able to sing and do these things, and they don't ever develop the gift. And I think that God literally gave me something to share with the world. So part of knowing that it was my purpose, it was why, you know, like what I was supposed to be doing, is what helped, you know, keep me going. And then really my family and friends, because it did get hard at some point. You know, the highs were being on Broadway. The highs were Notorious.
Right.
And now, you know, the high is Hold Wait a Minute and a Grammy nomination. But in between
yeah.
those things is where, you know, that knowing that, okay, this is what I was born to do. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I couldn't, there's nothing else that I ever wanted to do in my whole life. Oh, well, I thought being a spy or something like a CIA agent would always be cool. Like, you know, Salt or you know, Jason Bourne. But, you know, that's still
right.
something I'd rather play in a movie than
yeah.
actually be. You know, this is the only thing I've ever wanted to do. So, that's really what kept me going. It's that perseverance of, this is it. Now, I'm going to keep going until there's, you know, until I don't know, until I can't go no more. And,
exactly.
And it keeps you pushing. I heard a quote. I don't know the exact quote, but they said that the difference between people who succeed and people who don't is the people who succeed are the ones who didn't stop. They didn't quit. And that's really the only difference, you know. So I've just been continuing to push. And sometimes I've been pulled along by people like my manager, Daryl Farmer, who is the label, the manager. He produced Hold It, Wait a Minute. You know, he's pulled me along in those times when I didn't have the strength. And my family, my parents, my grandma, you know, my sister, my aunts, my, you know, just my cousins, you know, that they've been sending me love and sometimes money when I needed it. And, you know, just pushing me and pulling me along until I could get the strength back to do it myself. And it's been a blessing. It's been amazing. And you know what? I feel like everybody needs that. I can't even imagine somebody trying to do something like this and not having a support system, having that village of love around them.
Exactly. And you know what? And you have been able to expand yours literally around the world because of the internet. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm really excited today to welcome Antonique Smith to our program. She's someone who has not only been able to live her dream, not only as an actress, a recording artist, and, of course, a star on Broadway, but it's her single, Hold Up, Wait a Minute, that is getting all the buzz. As she herself mentioned, also a Grammy nomination. So when you heard about the nomination, what did that feel like, Antonique? I was curious about that. I mean, to have all of that hard work and to end the year with that news, how did that feel?
Crazy. It was amazing. I was sitting on my bed in L.A. in the morning because, you know, they were going to announce the whole list at one time. And I was trying to find the list, and I couldn't get it. All I could find was last year's list. And I was like, why can't I find it? Why can't I find it? Then I saw Twitter starting to pop up on my phone. I said, let me go see what's going on Twitter. And I promise you, I didn't think I was going to see anything about the Grammys. I was just, you know, going to just, really, it was so innocent. I'm just going to go see what's on Twitter. and I'm looking through my feed, and I'm seeing congratulations. I'm seeing the word Grammy, and it got blurry, and I just started, like, shaking and screaming. I just couldn't believe it. I was almost like, no, really? Like, it's just unreal. I couldn't believe it. It's still a little hard to believe. Still pinching myself, but it's amazing. It's my first song. Like, that's what's
kind
of so crazy about it. I don't even have an album out yet, so
it's
just, like, such a blessing.
Such a blessing, and I think it's so inspiring for other people. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, and Antonique, if they have not, I don't know where they've been. Here is Hold Up, Wait a Minute by Antonique.
Whatever your moment is, Hold Up, Wait a Minute.
We'll be right back with our conversation with Antonique right after this. Grammy-nominated recording artist and actress Antonique Smith. She's making her first appearance on our program today. And not only are you guys able to hear that song on the radio, but for our listeners locally, this weekend you guys will be able to come out and to see Antonique perform that song live. It's going to be Sunday, January the 8th. 19th, exactly, at 7 p.m. at the Central City Complex. What is the live experience like for you, Anthony? What is it like for you to be up on that stage to give that love and to feel that love coming back?
You know what? That's my favorite of all the things that I do, is that personal connection, because I'm looking in people's eyes and I'm expressing those lyrics, and I'm feeling what they're feeling, they're feeling what I'm feeling, and it's such a personal connection that you can't really get in any of the other forms of the entertainment that I do. And then afterwards, you know, coming down and y'all make sure y'all come. We're going to get some hugs and some pictures. Mm-hmm. It's definitely going down Sunday night. So, you know, it's really awesome to really have that connection with people.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They love having it with you. People are very excited about meeting you and the other artists that are going to be there at the birthday bash. Again, it's going to be this Sunday, January the 18th, at the Central City Complex right in Jackson, Mississippi. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com. So make sure you guys are getting your tickets. And Antonique, how can our listeners stay connected with you and also support the music?
Well, you know what? The song is on iTunes and on Amazon.com. And the new video just came out. It's directed by Lorenz Tate and King Batch and Lance Gross in it. So y'all go check that out. It's on YouTube and Vevo. And stay in contact with me on all my social media. It's all Antonique Smith. My Twitter's Antonique Smith. My Instagram's Antonique Smith. My Facebook's Antonique Smith. And y'all, I try to communicate back and like and retweet and comment and favorite and all of that I can, because that's one of the ways that I can give the love back. I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without y'all's support. So, you know, come on, jump on the journey with me.
That's right. Jump on the journey. What a beautiful journey it is, Antonique. And Antonique, thank you so much for letting us to be a part of it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you
today.
For having me. Thank you
hey,
so much. I'll see you Sunday.
see you Sunday for sure.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Author Jennifer Luckett introduces Sassy Sparkle in the Trifling series. Follow her as she deals with her on-again, off-again relationship with Sabian and all the drama that surrounds him and his life. Will Sparkle be able to do what's best for her and find love in the process? That is what the reader will discover as you take this wild ride in this urban series. The Trifling series is available exclusively through Amazon in Kindle and paperback. For more about Jennifer, visit her on Facebook at facebook.com/author.jennifer. That's facebook.com/author.jennifer.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience joining us at WYAD 94.1 FM, or those joining in online. We're glad that you guys can join us as well. Andromeda Torre is making her first appearance on our program today. She's a singer, songwriter, as well as, of course, an individual that I think is really passionate about life. We're going to talk to her not only about her musical journey, but also she's a part of a very important film that's coming to the Oprah Winfrey Network this Monday. It's called Light Girls. We're going to talk to her not only about what it was like to be a part of that project, but also another thing about that day that's special. She has a brand new single for you guys as well. Andromeda, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you.
Well, look, I've been really excited to be able to speak with you. I have to say, for a couple of reasons. One, I was following Bill Duke on Twitter, and he'll be coming on the program later on this month. And, you know, he was tweeting about Light Girls. And so one of the people, of course, that he was talking about was Andromeda Torre. So I was like, okay, I need to find out more about Andromeda Torre. So, of course, the first thing I do is go to Amazon, who was one of our partners here. And there I find your album, Introducing Andromeda Torre. People have gotten to know you because of the music, but also, as I said, your passion for life definitely comes through even on your posts on social media. What has it been like for you, Andromeda, to be able to share your love of music with the world, but also share part of yourself?
You know, I feel so blessed to be able to do what I love for a living. Music has been a part of my life since before I was born. Both mm-hmm. of my parents are musicians. My brother is a musician. My brother's actually the drummer in my band. Mm. And it's who I am. It's what I know. It's the family business. So the album that you got, the Introducing Andromeda Torre album, I actually recorded that in Japan in 2007. And it kind of really helped me launch my solo career. And it's flourished from there. And I'm so excited to be bringing some new music next week.
Exactly. Yeah, like I said, very big week coming up. But, you know, you also are a person that is not afraid to, you know, to reveal parts of yourself. I know another thing that I saw when I was prepping for this segment was a great interview you did for the Huffington Post. I mean, you have been able to be a part of a lot of dialogue that's going on out there about dating relationships, as well as the issue, of course, of, you know, of race, of colorism, which is one of the things that is addressed in Light Girls. Was that something that you just knew you wanted to do, or was it something that just because of the platform you felt was necessary to do?
No, it was something that I have faced and struggled with my whole life as a fairly light-skinned, I didn't even really consider myself to be that light, but I guess moderately light-skinned female, but more as a mixed-race person. And I did, like I said in my Huffington Post article, I tried online dating. And still to this day, it's one of the first things that men of any color ask me, what are you? And I think in that moment, I just got frustrated. And I know that I'm not the only person that felt this way, because I have several other light-skinned and mixed-race friends who were dealing with the same frustrations. And I felt like the people that were asking weren't doing it to be mean. I don't think that they realized how offensive they were being to us. So I wrote that article for Huffington Post just, A, out of my own frustration, and B, just to create awareness so that people knew what they were doing, because I don't think people think about it, and it took off.
Exactly. Exactly. It really did.
It started a conversation, yeah.
Yeah, and hey, and we all love a conversation around here in Andromeda. And I think that is the powerful thing about it. And you know what I thought about too? I mean, you are really a perfect person to do this, because we talk about on this program all the time that music, for me at least, is one of those things that reaches people where they are, regardless of race, of gender, you know, where they live in the world. Do you think that, and I mentioned the word platform, you know, earlier, but do you think, you know, the idea that here you are as a recording artist, a singer-songwriter, who can, you know, be able to tell stories through music, that this is just another story that you're able to share with the world and get us talking about?
Absolutely, and I feel like I wasn't really thinking about, like, a platform when I did it, but it created a huge platform since I am on a world stage, since I did live overseas for so many years. And I have fans all over. I got responses both on social media and private emails that people from all over the world emailed me through my website that knew about me through my music. I had people in like Yemen and Scotland and India and Japan that wrote to me being like, yes, I feel the same way. Thank you so much for writing that. And it created a bigger conversation around the world. And I was so excited to be able to see that happened, because I really had no idea that was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. One of the great things that has happened, I'm going to come back to that platform you mentioned here in a moment, when being the internet. But for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Andromeda Torre is our guest today. She's a singer, songwriter, an individual that really is a lover of life that's been able to share some powerful music with the world. She has a brand new single coming out next week. Also next week, though, a documentary that Andromeda is a part of will be debuting on the Oprah Winfrey Network. You want to check your local listings, but for us local, it's going to be at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. for our friends on the East Coast, and it's called Light Girls. It's, of course, by Bill Duke. What was it like for you to be a part of that project, Andromeda?
That is a very interesting question. When I got an email asking me to be a part of the documentary, I was very excited, of course, but to be honest with you, and this is something that I haven't actually discussed yet, so you're getting the exclusive here, I was scared. I was nervous, because it was one of the first times as a mixed race person that I felt welcome and invited by the Black community to be involved with a project like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. So interesting.
Yeah. I've always been treated as an other.
Right.
So I was so happy and so thrilled, but then at the same time nervous to be there, because I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it was new for me.
Yeah. You know, Andromeda, I have to say this, because here locally we're in Mississippi, and I've lived in Mississippi most of my life and lived in other places, but I call Mississippi home. I'm surprised, and I'm curious as to if you're still surprised, that in 2015 that there's still such an issue, not only about race, but about race inside of races.
I mean, it completely blows my mind.
Yeah.
People are people.
Right.
To me, but I grew up in an extremely culturally diverse, not just family, but city, growing up in New York City.
Right.
And going to an international school when I was a child, where there were kids, most of the kids at my school were like the children of like UN people. So I really just grew up around so many different, not just races, but religions, that it wasn't something that entered my mind until I actually left to go to college. I went to college in Boston, where racism and colorism was so apparent. And I was like, whoa, people still think like this? Do you guys know what year it is? It was shocking.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm hoping, and the Open Wave Network has been great about bringing topics like this to life and really having an open and honest conversation about it. I'm really looking forward to the conversation that's taking place around Light Girls, because I think it's something that evidently is needed, and I'm hoping
mm-hmm.
that there is some healing that can take place and some understanding that can take place, which leads us, ironically, back to you and the other thing that's going on the 19th, and that is the single. You mentioned something interesting, and when you said it, my ears perked up when you mentioned about being a little afraid, you know, going into that project. What is it
mm-hmm.
like for you to begin the year with new music, All or Nothing? What is it like for you to introduce yourself to some and to reintroduce yourself to others with a new single?
Music is one of the few places where I'm fearless, and I feel like it's so personal. It's my voice, but it's also my songwriting, and I get to tell the stories that I want to, and nobody can really tell me that it's inaccurate, because it's mine, you know? I feel completely
right.
free when I'm doing music. So for this new single, I just wanted to create a new sound. This will be my third, it's a single, but it's going to be an album that's going to come out in the spring.
Okay.
And it's going to be my third album working with this producer, Stephen Shoebrooks, and it's a really fresh sound, and I hope that people will like it.
Well, a lot for us to be able to look forward to from you, Andromeda, and I'm so glad that you could share with us. Again, everyone, Andromeda Touré has been our guest. We've been talking to her not only about her journey of being able to share her voice through music, but also the messages she's been able to share with us as well. A brand new single is coming your way next week, so make sure you guys are staying connected with Andromeda. And Andromeda, where is the best place for our listeners to be able to find you?
Social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Andromeda Touré.
All right, so Andromeda Touré, make sure you guys stay connected with her. We'll make sure that we tag her Facebook and Twitter page there as well to make it easy for you guys as well. And Andromeda, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, and we will make sure that we're supporting the new single when it releases next week.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.